This is Live Well Talk on Workplace Violence. I'm Dr. Dustin Arnold, Chief Medical Officer at UniPoint Health, St. Luke's Hospital. According to a Press Ganey survey, 52,000 nursing personnel were assaulted in the second quarter of 2022. That's an average of 57 assaults per day. With the majority of the aggression being from patients, incidents of violence against healthcare workers is on the rise. And joining me today to talk about this and what she's seen on her unit is Kelly Prinney, supervisor of St. Luke's 5-Center Oncology Unit. Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
You know, you and I have talked about this offline, and actually the conversation I had with you was one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, because something's changed, I think, in healthcare and overall, and we'll get into that. But I think a couple of things have changed. You know, we're seeing the interactions between staff and patients to be less civil than they were in the past. And, you know, it was a rare event, but then also I think some of the old school staff like yourself, I think there was a certain segment or expectation. Well, it's just part of the job, you know, the demented person that hits you, didn't mean to, and they didn't mean to, you know, they're demented. They don't know what they're doing. And that's not acceptable because it shouldn't be part of the job. You're not bouncers. But things have changed. What are you seeing?
It has changed a lot, and we're seeing a lot more aggression towards staff. I don't know if it's the patient population, if there has been a decrease like in mental health in the community resources and stuff, but we're getting so many detoxers and, you know, whether it's alcohol, drugs, a lot of even just our elderly population, you know, a lot of it used to be, you know, in talking and, you know, being rude and things like that. But nowadays it's just, it's okay to swing. It's okay to throw something at your nurse. It's okay to, just be aggressive in every way. And so, we're just seeing that a lot.
Now, I think some of it, I worry, pandemics change things, right?
Oh, totally.
Okay. So the Black Plague hit Europe and, you know, changed things. The other plagues ended empires in ancient history. The Spanish flu, the influenza in the early 20th century changed things. So I think there is this reality or realization that pandemics change things. And sometimes I wonder if that's just what we're experiencing, that I worry that it's not temporary, if that makes sense.
Oh, I totally worry it's not temporary. I feel like it's getting worse every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be you'd see it a couple times a year, and now it's pretty much daily. It really is.
And do you think that it's a reflection of perhaps patients? I mean, let's go a little bit deeper with that. I mean, we are seeing more alcohol withdrawal and detoxification of alcohol, which is alcohol withdrawal, preventing withdrawal. Over the weekend, we had methamphetamine was the issue.
We have so many meth patients.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I imagine that perhaps increased during the pandemic. I mean, with people... you know, we closed the churches, but we kept the alcohol stores, liquor stores open. But also, I think there is just a tone, I think even outside of healthcare, that people just aren't as Iowa nice as they were before. Don't you agree?
Oh, totally. You see it everywhere. And now, not only do you see it everywhere, it's all over the social media. So people are watching it daily. And I don't know if they feel like it's okay to act that way now or what, but you see road rage on the roads. You see people rude in airports. You see people rude in restaurants, and it's carrying over into healthcare. And not only do you have people that are admitted that are sick, you know, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or even something metabolic that makes them confused, it's coming out in aggression now, and it's towards the staff.
Tell me how the staff, what did How does this influence their day?
Oh, it can make or break their day from the minute they get there. It just seems to get worse as the days go on. And then as you go from one nurse to the next or a tech to the next, you know, if people aren't doing the exact same, then they use that against people and they try to get more, and it just doesn't stop. We've had a lot of training in this stuff, and they teach us now to set limits. And I've really tried to do that and make it consistent. We talk about these patients on the whole unit. We do it in our huddles. We flag them. We have different screenings that we do, and we make a plan. And we try to make people stick to that so that we can help to, you know, make it not as bad. But
that, I think that is probably the best approach.
Mm-hmm.
To have consistency with the staff. Mm-hmm. So whether it's requesting opioids or, it's still at, but people smoke in the room.
They vape, they drink. We find alcohol all the time in people's belongings. And when you come to a regular floor, we don't search their belongings. We're not allowed to do that. So family members, friends bring things in. We have that all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that's a change.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's been the philosophy in the hospital that, you know, we want family and friends to come see their patients mm-hmm. when they're sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that social support. But it makes it difficult.
It does. It really does. And with the pandemic and limiting visitors, families are getting upset and aggressive towards staff. We've had a lot of that too. It's not just patients, but it can be their families.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's always being unkind is probably going to get you less.
Oh, totally.
As mm-hmm. opposed to being kind, yeah, right? Yeah. The whole more with sugar yeah. than with vinegar
kindness.
Or whatever that is.
Kill it with kindness. Yeah.
What are some other preventive, you talked about your team has worked hard to have consistency, so mm-hmm. you're not playing staff mm-hmm. member off the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what else have they done?
There are new violent patient flags that come across their chart in Epic. There's screenings, daily screenings. We will flag the door with a little violence flag that it doesn't say violence on it, but there's some initials on it, and it flags to anybody that would walk in that room. So if it's dietary, if it's lab, if it's therapies, if it's the chaplain, anybody knows that that patient has had some violence tendencies, and they'll check with the nursing staff before they enter. Daily huddles, we talk about it every day. We have a board in our station that flags those people that have been violent, that have been aggressive towards staff. We have had trainings. We did CPI training years ago. Now we do de-escalation training every year. And we just learn those things, that when there's someone violent, you don't go in alone. You give yourself an out. You have communication with other staff. The hospital gives us resources as far as a BERT call, which would be a behavioral health call. We can do that, and staff will come from security, behavioral health units, a psychiatrist, to help us with those patients that are acting out. We have a code 33, which would be the emergent one that they use a lot anymore. There is also a social worker throughout the psychiatric floor, but he works everywhere in the hospital. And he is just an expert in that de-escalation stuff. And he will come in and just take over and help us talk that patient down or figure out a plan, that kind of thing. So we really have done a lot. But like I said, it's every day.
Yeah, and I think just for community to understand is we do have a large mental health service
mm-hmm.
And we'll also cover that in a future podcast with Carol Mead.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a large patient population that is in need
mm-hmm.
of care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rick Larson told me once, probably 15 years ago, that not to so much fear the schizophrenic patient, because when they act up, it may be very loud, it may be threatening, but it's unusual for them to actually commit violence mm-hmm. against mm-hmm. staff. Mm-hmm. But sometimes what we see is not, they don't have mental illness. They no. just have an aggressive pattern yes, to totally. Believing that if they act aggressive, they get what they want.
They get what they want. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you could get two questions. Mm-hmm. First, what advice do you give to younger staff? I mean, we need nurses. We are short nurses. Just like every industry, we don't have staff. Mm-hmm. And we don't want this to deter them from going into healthcare. Mm-hmm. And the younger nurses, the ones I've been around are super smart, smarter than me and you. You know, they keep us young from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. But what advice do you give to the younger nurses that you mentor?
Well, I mean, we of course we tell them that it's out there and it will happen because it will to them. But I always let them know that they're not alone. That's one thing that they have. People and resources that can help them immediately. You know, if this happens, try to walk away, go to your resources, get some help.
You're not security, you're not a bouncer.
That's what I tell them too. So back in the olden days, if someone tried to leave, we chased them. We chased them down
the street, I know.
Past Coe College and tackle them and get them back to the hospital. But like I tell them now, this isn't jail, this isn't a prison. They can leave. We're trying to help them. We're trying to provide them a service to help. If they don't want to accept it, they can leave. It's okay. And if they're acting that way towards them, it's okay to leave. Excuse yourself from the room. Leave and go get help. Get your resources.
So it's, you know, as I said earlier in the podcast, that used to be expectation. Well, it's just part of the job.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's true anymore.
No, I don't
And
either.
We don't want to approach it like
no.
that.
No.
What would you tell patients and visitors? If you could give one piece of advice.
The ones that are aggressive? Is that what you're talking about?
Or just in anybody? General, what would you tell the public?
Well, just that try to help us, give us a little grace. We're busy. There's a lot of patients. We're trying to meet a lot of needs. And we're just here to help. So just try to give a little grace to the staff because it's hard. And you just really don't know what's going on in the next room or what that nurse is dealing with. And it doesn't help to be aggressive and get angry. It's not going to make things better. So.
Well, that's some good advice. That's the golden rule.
Yeah.
Treat others as you want to be treated.
Yeah, that's so true.
Well, Kelly, thanks for joining me.
Sure.
Once again, this was Kelly Prinney, supervisor of 5 Center Oncology Unit here at St. Luke's. This is an important topic and we'll continue to discuss on a future podcast about the interventions that we are completing because Kelly, as you stated, we are just here to help take care of patients mm-hmm. and we want to do the best job possible. Thank you for listening to Live Well Talk On. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers about our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, be well.